Hi, everybody. This is Donna Fox calling with here with Akashic Wisdom, and you are on the air if you choose to call. We're going to talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about tonight. This is your night. Don't have any kind of special agenda. I do want to tell you that you have the ability to shift your consciousness in any way that you would like to do that. And also would like to let you know that you can call in. Now, if you're on the site, you should have the telephone numbers there. I will give it to you anyway. So if you would like to call, we're on Station 2. And the telephone numbers, again, if you're in the United States or Canada, you can call toll-free at 888-429-5471. That's in Canada. Or you can call 530-513-6472. And if you've looked at the site at all, if you've looked at my information, you'll know that the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. And every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akashic Records, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. And what's also important for you to know is that anyone has the ability to access the Akashic Records. You don't need to be a psychic or an intuitive, or you don't need any kind of special powers. You do need to understand, now in my method, or the method that I was taught, and the method that I teach people how to access their own personal Akashic Records, we access through a specific sacred prayer that was brought forward from the Mayans, and actually was brought forward from the Pleiadians to the Mayans, and was translated from Mayan to Spanish to English. And it's a vibrational key, so it shifts the energy to make things, to make information available. What's important to know about that is that there are other ways to access the Akashic Records, but many of them include like a meditation or having your eyes closed. With ours, the way that I was taught, again, and there's many ways to access the Akashic Records, but the way I was taught and the way I train people is with this prayer, and I teach them how to access and heal or expand their consciousness in every area of their life. That's what a weekend workshop's all about. In fact, I'm going to be in San Diego, actually Oceanside, California, on November 17th and 18th, teaching that class. Now, what's wonderful about that class is that we are also going to be providing it on the internet. It's going to be, it's a teleconference. So if you're in London, England, or Germany, or Africa, Israel, it doesn't make any difference. You can actually sign up for the class, and you can view myself and the other students, and we can see you as long as you have a camera on your computer. And you can sign up, and from the comfort of your own living room, with no travel expenses, you can learn how to open your own personal Akashic Records and participate in that class. And if that's of interest to you, please email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And it's important to understand what a person would actually realize, or well, why would somebody want to take an Akashic Record workshop? I have an actual piece of information that would help you understand that better. The benefits of working with the Akashic Records are many. First of all, you can open your Akashic Records to move into more light for yourself, to understand your guidance more, to understand what it is you came to do. And what I mean by that, what you came to do, is it's all about you understanding more about not just what your purpose is. I mean, everybody wants to know their purpose, and the reality is the purpose is for us to really define and understand joy. But what's also important to understand is that you can receive the clarity about your life in the here and now. It's not about futures so much as it is about here and now. So you've got the expanded awareness and insight about your life, about your environment, about how things work within your world. You also will have greater access to the levels of creativity in all areas. And what we ask is that you continue to work with this every day. We ask that you open your Akashic Records every day, because working with the Akashic Records is like a muscle. And the more you use it, the better you get at it. So it's a daily connection to your higher purpose to help you stay on your path. Also, it helps you make decisions that feel right. Your decisions are based on feeling rather than what you think you quote-unquote know. So one of the questions we teach and we experiment with in the workshop is to have your records open, your own personal Akashic Records, and ask, show me what it would feel like if you have a decision to make. Show me what it would feel like if I were to. And then you get, like, let's say you want to move Show me what it would feel like if I were to move to California. And now show me what it would feel like to move to Minnesota or Arizona or Colorado or Montana. You know, in other words, like, as long as you have two different comparisons, having your records open will help you understand what it would feel like so you can make a choice on the two places based on your feeling, and then you can go deeper with different journaling questions that are given during the workshop. So it's really helping you deepen your understanding of yourself. You can also deepen your understanding of global issues. You can help with relationships and relationship healing and building skills. Ongoing clarity of personal direction, a deeper sense of your own divinity and connection to the divine. And also, if you're a parent, your parenting skills are better, because when you open your Akashic Records, it's not that you can delve into your children's information without their permission, but you have a better sense, you can actually, of what they need from you, because you can ask, what is, you know, and with your child's legal name, need for me? How can I best parent him or her? And so that's the information that you would want or would like to consider in learning how to open your own personal Akashic Records and attending an Akashic Records Level 1 workshop. And if you're thinking about a consultation, so for example, let's say you want to call into the show, you're not sure what you're going to get. Now, one of the nice things about working with the show, coming in by calling in here, is it's free. You know, you can ask your question, you're going to get an answer, and many times when people call in, they get the exact answer they need, and they don't need anything more. And so the idea of calling in or having a full hour or hour and a half consultation is, again, you get clarity about your life in the here and now. You get a much deeper understanding of your soul's intention for the patterns that you've created in your life, the patterns of behavior or types of situations or people in your life. You get a deeper insight regarding your right livelihood or career choices. Also, you receive methods to release negative and unsupportive beliefs and expand your joy. And again, you can also ask during a consultation how you can best parent your children. But again, you can also ask about global issues, and it's whatever you want more clarity in your life, and that's the questions. The questions get us to the right area of the record. So your current legal name and your questions get us to the right area of the record. The Akashic Records. And we have to understand that the Akashic Records are like the divine, it's like a divine Google. It's like an energy, energetic search engine, divine search engine. And so that's what it's all about. That's what you want to look at. And so the more specific the question, the better the answer. So if this is of interest to you, again, if you've been listening to the show, and if you want to be a part of the Akashic Records energy for the latter part of 2012 to help you understand what your 2013, what that each day will bring you, or what not so much will bring you, but what you're going to need to get through each day, then you may want to consider signing up for this workshop. And I will tell you that if you're listening to the show and this is something you want to do, there you can receive a $50 discount by March by asking or mentioning the Akashic Wisdom radio show. And so whether you want to come in person or if you want to be a part of this via the internet, via the teleconference, just mention the Akashic Wisdom internet radio show and you will receive a $50 discount. And so that's even better. No expenses to go out and travel expenses plus a $50 discount. So if that's of interest, give a call. My personal voicemail number and office number is 216-691-1233. Or you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. In fact, if you wanted to email me a question for tonight's show, you could also email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. So we have a question here from Ohio, and the question is, what is interfering with my free will choice or my ability to move forward in life, and how can I move forward according to my heart's desire? That's the question. It's a great question. Comes from, and the listener would just like me to refer to them as Ohio. So, okay, Ohio, so what is blocking you, and what are the issues? What is interfering with your free will choice or your ability to move forward in life? Just give me a second here. Well, first of all, there is a huge fear around stepping into your greatness. And most of all, it's about your fear of responsibility. And the fear of responsibility about stepping into your greatness has to do with you judging yourself that you won't be able to maintain it. There's a fear that you won't, quote-unquote, won't do what you're supposed to do every day. And there's also a fear of power. So what's important to understand about the fear of power and the fear of responsibility is that you have a choice of how you want your life to look and feel. And every time you move into feeling afraid or procrastinating or not doing what you know would make you feel good. See, so what's interesting, what I'm being shown here is that it's almost like you hide behind your procrastination and then use the procrastination as a reason not to step into your greatness. It's like there's this loop here. There's a big loop. And the loop is about you procrastinate what you really want to do, and then when it gets too late to what you really want, it gets too late for what you really want to do, you blame your procrastination. That's very interesting. It's really interesting. So what your choices are here has to do with telling yourself the truth about what you want. Part of your procrastination is because you're doing stuff you think you, quote-unquote, should do, not because you want to do it. It's like you're trying to dance to somebody else's drum rather than your own. And so it's really going to be important for you to move. It's almost like moving right into the block. It's like standing up in front of it and having a conversation with the block or the obstacle. And asking that part of yourself, that block or that obstacle, okay, I'm here, I'm wanting to understand, what do you need from me to be able to step aside so I can move forward? So fear, what do you need from me to be neutralized so you're not paralyzing me? And what's important for you to understand is what I'm hearing is, should you do that, have a conversation. What's coming forward is that you need to embrace the fear instead of putting a wall up. It's really more important for you to embrace that fear and to move into it by basically with a statement of, I understand I'm afraid. It's okay to be afraid. And I'm going to do this anyway. And take a chance. And quite frankly, not worry about the outcome. It's almost like there's a part of you that's afraid, so afraid not to be to be perfect. So you want to be perfect. You want to be right. You want to be in control. And yet there's a part of you also that's afraid of the responsibility of being in control. It's very interesting. So I hope this is helpful. And if you would, you know, again, there's more here, but if you'd like to email more questions about this, or if somebody else, if this is touching someone else, you know, never is there one question that is just for that one person. Whenever someone emails or calls in or asks a question, it's for somebody else who's working. Or listening, rather, or and either now or during an archive, because all these programs are archived, and you can actually move into the archive and move deeper and listen to any program you want. So you have to understand, and you have to get in touch with how you feel when you are in the midst of this fear and procrastinating. What is the feeling that you are experiencing? And how, and what do you need to know about that feeling? And it's about journaling honestly. Whatever comes to you, don't censor it. Don't hold back. You can always rip the page up if you don't, you know, if you don't want somebody to look at it. But get it out of your body. Get it into. Get it into yourself. Move into your space of knowingness. Okay, so we have, so if that's of help to you, Ohio, let me know, or email me another question. We have a question from Vancouver. There has been a lot of talk in the last few years that it would be a good idea to move away from the coastlines due to upcoming earth changes. Since I live right on the West Coast, I wonder if there would be an ideal place for me to move and when. Thank you very much. Okay, so what we're going to ask is, what is the truth about moving away from the coastlines? Well, first of all, we just experienced a devastating storm right on the coastline, and I'm sure that's what's prompting your question. And it's very important that people understand that Hurricane Sandy was just a test. And almost like a red flag, that there are earth changes happening. Our planet is expanding its consciousness. As we move into the new years with the new consciousness, you're going to have different types of balancing of the earth. And you have to also understand that there are many grids that crisscross each other on the earth. And in many cases, they are energy grids. And these energy grids are where are where the safest places are going to be. It's because the energy grids seem to hold, they're like anchors. So, again, the records will really never tell you what to do, but they'll give you all the information you need in order to make an appropriate decision. What you need to decide is, where do you feel the safest? It's not for the records to tell you the ideal place, and nor when, because it has to do, again, with your feelings. So you really want to look at where you feel the safest. And, you know, there's some places on the coast that will be fine. And there's other places on the different coasts that won't be. And again, it's not about predicting. This is not about proving to everyone that we're right. This is about helping you in your own awareness. There are also going to be different pockets in the country and in the world where power is going to be, wow, they're using the word eliminated. And it has to do with those grids having to be rebuilt in a way to support the energy that's coming out from within the planet as well as coming from above the planet. So there's going to be places that are going to be without power for longer periods of time. So what does that mean to you? That means that you want to prepare yourselves to with a plan of where you want to go when your gut tells you it's time. Where are you going to feel safe, where you feel the power will be? Again, near the various vortexes in the country, the power vortexes are going to be important to be around. They're anchors. And they're also, it also has to do with your own personal energy. See, if you move because someone else is telling you to move, and you move because you're having a feeling of fear rather than a feeling of knowing that you need to move, all you're doing is bringing the fear with you. And so it's really about moving into your divine connection. And moving into a knowing of feeling protected and loved, and then being grateful for that. And when you move into that, you can expand your own abilities to move into your own knowing. And as you move into your own knowing, you'll know where to go and how to go and when to go. But it is recommended, and I'm hearing this now, it's recommended that everybody have, you know, some supply of water, you know, dry milk, peanut butter, things that can be eaten easily out of the can or that don't need electricity heat up. If you have children, especially dry milk, or the canned condensed milk. But again, having a good supply of water to stay hydrated. Tuna, you know, if you'll eat tuna or whatever canned meats that you feel comfortable. Again, something that's going, you want to have like a little bit of an emergency kit or availability. It may include a self-generated radio, one that you have to crank. It may include flashlights and candles and barbecue. So maybe what you want to do is get a couple of those portable barbecues and, you know, with the charcoals that are already in them so that you can use those if you need to cook some food. Instant coffee. Instant coffee is going to be important because instant coffee dissolves whether it's heated or not. And it might not be the most appetizing idea, but it's, you know, if your body wants that caffeine, it's going to be important to keep your head level head and have that caffeine. I'm hearing crackers because it's going to be important to keep your sodium up. And your electrolytes. So the idea here is, where, you know, again, it's about deciding where you feel safe. That's, they keep going back to that. And looking around at your environment and saying, what's my exit plan? What's my exit plan? Things get tight. I lose power. Where can I go so I'll have power? What would you take with you? That's an interesting question, isn't it? What would you take with you if you had to load your car today and move to deeper within the country where there is power? What would you take with you? Obviously, for those people who have pets, they'd probably take their pets and their laptop. And again, your emergency food kit. We also recommend you take a couple extra gallons of gasoline if you can in that car. Because you never know, because the pumps run on electricity. So it's like, even though there might be gas, it's going to be very hard to get. So you want to have some extra gas. You want to have a fuel. You want to be able to always have a full tank of gas. Because you never know when you're going to need it. I mean, even if it's to take the car out and let it run and get warm from heat. So, I mean, again, it's not like there's going to be disasters that are going to last months on end. But even a few days can really make you mighty grateful for that power. And I know that there are people in Ohio and in New Jersey and in New York that are really getting that picture right now, really getting what it's like to be without electricity. And so you have to listen to those folks about what they could have or should have done and will do. So my friend, my Vancouver friend, what I would suggest you do, and for all those people out there that are trying to decide where to go or what to do, first I would ask you to move out of fear and into love. I would ask you to move out of fear into gratitude. I would ask you to move out of fear and into faith, knowing that all that you need will be given and laid before you. And that being said, closing your eyes, taking a nice deep breath, moving into a very central, centered, loving space. And taking a nice deep breath, put your hand over your heart. And ask, where does my body feel the safest? Give yourself some choices. So does my body feel the safest here in Vancouver? Does my body feel the safest? And then mention another place. And then one other place. So that's what you have to really move into your own knowing. That's what's very important here. So hopefully, Miss Vancouver, that has helped you. And we have an email from JoJo saying that the information from Ohio really helped him. We all have these. I want you to understand, all of you out there, to please be kind and gentle to yourself. Just be gentle. You don't have to be perfect, because you already are perfect in your imperfection. Remember that responsibility is not a dirty word. It can be joyful. And it can be joyful. It is joyful when you're doing what you truly want to do. It can be joyful when you are moving into what brings you joy. Responsibility is a drudgery. When you don't understand why you're doing it, you don't want to have to do it, and you feel rebellious about doing it, and a lot of anger that you have to do it. That's when responsibility is a drudgery. But you know, when you feel joyful, you want to do it, whatever it is. And all of a sudden, it's not, quote-unquote, a responsibility, but a joyful effort on your journey to feel good about you. So we need to look at where, whose opinion are we living under that tells us responsibility is a chore? Who was so burdened by responsibility that they made it look and feel like drudgery? And who imprisoned themselves in their own perfectionism so much so that they couldn't move out of it? And those personality types that were just mentioned have been present in your life. There have been many people, or at least one, that has dictated a life of shoulds. You should be doing this. You should be doing that. Oh, that's not right. There's areas that you know, that's good, but you've got all this that's wrong. And so we really want you to understand that your need for perfectionism is what actually fuels your procrastination, and what fuels your need for perfectionism is somebody else's belief systems. My work in the Akashic Records is to help people feel better about being human. There are many, many focuses in the Akashic Records of what various Akashic Records teachers or consultants do. I am committed to helping you feel good about being human. I am committed to helping you learn to love yourself. And as I do that as a teacher and a consultant, I do that for myself as well. Not from a place of ego, but from a place of wanting my life to look and feel peaceful, joyful, and fulfilled. And also abundant. Financially, as well as abundant in all other areas. So if this information is helpful to you, give a call or email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. It's helpful to know. Thank you for letting me know, JoJo, that this is important work for you. And ladies and gentlemen, if you're not taking notes during this stuff, boy, I hope you do, because if not, sign up for the archives, because you know, I somebody will remind me what I said. I have no idea what I said. But I know there's a lot of people out there that are feeling benefit from it. So it's 11:42 here in Ohio, and one day closer to no more No more political ads. I'm really tired of them. I think everybody is. And if you haven't voted, you can vote. Go out and vote. Vote your heart. You can vote early. Avoid the lines. That's a good thing. It's like, I'll tell you what, I actually did that. I voted early. And there were many, many people in that line. It was cold and it was rainy and people were waiting outside. And I took the ballot and I filled out the ballot. And I looked around the people waiting. And it was like showed me all over the country, this scene is being enacted over and over again with so many people wanting to express their opinion and voting with their heart. And it brought tears to my eyes of joy and gratitude to live in a country where I can vote my opinion. I can be protected, and that I can do that without worry. And that these votes will be counted, and the people will be heard. For better or worse, whatever your opinion is, whatever candidate you're voting for, exercise your right to vote. It's just important in this election. It's important in any election. And don't forget to vote for the senators, the governors, or whatever's going on in your state. Don't forget to vote for those other folks. And all the things that, the different, I don't know if there's taxes or whatever there is in your area, vote your heart and what you believe to be true. Educate yourself about what you're voting for so that you, when you cast your vote, you know your vote is, you're being heard based on what you know to be your truth. Okay. Well, my friends, it is 11:45 here in Akron, Ohio, and I would be happy to talk to someone. But if that's not what you want to do, if you don't want to, if you have no comments, or if you have no questions, I'm gonna give a few more minutes, and then I am going to sign off and let everyone go to sleep. But I do want to tell you about this again. Is that I'm actually want to tell you about something else too. I am going to be attending Lori Rayon Anderson. You may have remembered she's been on my show. She's a wonderful animal communicator. She is doing a great workshop that I'm going to be attending. It's Drunvalo Melchizedek's work, The Flower of Life, and she is doing a Merkaba workshop in Oceanside, California, next weekend. A week from today, my Merkaba will be spinning, and I will be happy. And so I want to just share with you, if that's of interest to you, if you're interested in the Merkaba workshop, it's going to be in Oceanside, California. You do need to register soon. And so if you're interested in that, you can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com, and I will forward that on to Lori. So if that's of interest, please know that. If you're in the San Diego area, I'm going to be speaking at the Controversial Bookstore, and that's going to be on Wednesday, a week from this Wednesday. So I want to get the right date. Just give me a second. I'm going to be speaking there the 14th of November. The Controversial Bookstore, and then on November 15th, I'm going to be speaking at the at the Om Spiritual Center in La Mesa, California. And again, if you'd like information on either one of these, that's La Mesa, California, on the 15th of November, and the Controversial Bookstore on Wednesday, the 14th of November. And if you'd like information on any of these, please email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. You can also call me at my personal number. And again, my personal number is 216-691-1233. And never have to worry about waking me up or disturbing me, because that is, it's on, if I'm on the phone or if I'm away from my desk, it'll just go right to voicemail. So not to worry, it's not going to disturb anyone. Okay? So we encourage you all to move into love. We encourage you to eliminate the victim stance in your life in any area where you think it might be. And by the way, if you are, if you suffer from procrastination, there is a victim in you that needs to be neutralized. Just know that. You are using the victim, a victim or a procrastination to hide behind for whatever reason. And if you would like to go deeper in that, then you've got to call me. We'll go through a consultation and you'll understand. Now, I will tell you that for those listening, again, there's discounted pieces for the Akashic Records consultations and workshops, as we said, but you have to email me. You have to let me know that's what you want, and you have to mention the show. And this show is specifically November 4th, 2012. So mention the show and find out what your discounts are. Okay? All right. Oh, and by the way, no matter if you have friends that are in different countries that want to participate in the Akashic Records Level 1 workshop, please let them know this is a perfect opportunity for them to expand their consciousness where they're at, because we're doing it via teleconference and virtual. Now, if you're in the Oceanside area or you want to come to the Oceanside area, you can actually do it in person with me. And it's going to be at a spiritual center that is in a private home. And so you need to just let me know. And again, my email is info, I-N-F as in Frank O, at akashicwisdom.com. All right, my friends. Well, it is now 11:50. Oh, we have another question. Let's go back. Okay. Oh. All right, so that's a very interesting question. The question is, who are the keepers of the Akashic Records? And and how do they, the spelling is off in this, I'm not sure what they mean. And how do they come by their service? Okay, so the Akashic Records, masters, teachers, and loved ones are beings that are, well, first of all, they've always been in the Akashic Records. Some masters, teachers, and loved ones. Some teachers have been human. Masters have never been human. And loved ones are not necessarily the loved ones from this lifetime. So it may not be Aunt Susie up there or with wherever it is. It's about loved ones being within your soul group. And that's important to understand. But they are infinite beings of love that hold the energy of light and love. And they come to service because we have contracted in this lifetime to be a part of that. The Akashic Records, masters, teachers, and loved ones oversee the energy of the Akasha much like a librarian oversees a library, only bigger. So a librarian doesn't mandate to you what book you should take out. But if you're asking about a specific subject, she will suggest one to you. The same way the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records will not necessarily tell you what to do, but they will give you all the message, all the information you need in order to make the appropriate decisions, as I said. And so it's very important that you understand that they are of infinite love. And they meet you where you are. So during a workshop or when you're working in your records, the masters, teachers, and loved ones will not, you'll never receive anything but loving information. And that's really important. You'll never receive anything. You'll never receive anything less than loving. You'll always be loving. And that's important for you also to remember. The masters, teachers, and loved ones have been chosen by divine source energy. They are beings of light. They are exquisite beings that are a part of the infinite field of the Akashic Records. They are the threads of the tapestry of a larger vibrational field that is the Akasha. And we are threads of that same tapestry as well. However, we are contained in denser vibration. So we design labels in order to have a reference point in the physical. So, for example, we name everything, whereas the masters, teachers, and loved ones have no name. They only have vibration. And they are indefinable in language of humans because we have things in boxes. And they are messengers of our heart's calling. And they are definitely our divine support systems. They are not like guides. They are not like spiritual guides. Spiritual guides are different than Akashic Record masters, teachers, and loved ones. And they share the knowledge of who we are through all depths coming from the profound vibration of the Akashic Record fields. And remember that field is held and surrounds us as well as surrounds the planet. And that's who they are. They help us open our own hearts to the information. And when we form a relationship with the masters, teachers, and loved ones, we're able to search beyond what is known to us. And it makes it possible for us to discover and grow by giving us the personal knowledge of how we are the larger divine self, how we are a part of that. And so we are in a relationship with the field of energy that includes many levels of consciousness. And these, again, levels go far beyond that which is within us, yet includes all that is within us. And please please remember that the masters, teachers, and loved ones adjust their resonance to attune to our resonance. So I hope that's helpful, and I hope that helped you understand a little bit more about who the masters, teachers, and loved ones of the Akashic Records are. And I thank you for that question. But again, if you would like to contact me personally, you can call me at 216-691-1233, and I will call you back. Just give me a good time to get a hold of you. You can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. And again, if you want more information on the workshop that you could have sitting in your jammies on September 17th and 18th, please let me know. I do need you to register soon by the 11th because I need to be able to mail you your manual, and we need to have you work with the person who is setting up the information on the internet for us, because there's a specific room that we have to go into to do this work. So a room, as far as what I mean room, but by that I mean a special place on the internet they have for this kind of work. Okay. All right, my friends. Well, I thank you so much for listening. I want to thank you all for your questions and your comments. And I want to thank the masters. So I'm going to close the records for the Akashic Wisdom Radio Show on November 4th, 2012. And so I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask that all those listening, either live or in the archives, may their hearts be opened, their burdens be lifted, and may you truly look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine. And with that, we close the records for the Akashic Wisdom Internet Show, Radio Show tonight, by saying amen, amen, amen. The records are now closed. If you'll all join me in saying amen. All right, my friends, thank you so much for listening. And I will be with you from California next week, and that will be exciting. All righty, I'll tell you all about the workshop on the Merkaba, and we'll be taking registrations for the workshop for the Akashic Records. Okay, again, 216-691-1233. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.